I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Akosua Yamua. In the headlines, steps to legislate local content policy in the oil and gas industry far advanced. 78% of public institutions migrated onto single-spine salary structure. Today is World Literacy Day. Rescue efforts continue to retrieve bodies from Volta Lake after yesterday's boat accident. Beleaguered Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi dismisses speculations that he's fled the country. 91 doctors and nurses charged for making fraudulent Medicare claims in the U.S. And football, South Africa defeats Ghana's under-23 national team Black Meteors 1-0. First, the summary by Jennifer Adonavi.
The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Kwabena Adufo, says government has taken steps to legislate a local content policy in the oil and gas industry. The local content bill, which is at an advanced stage when passed, will enable Ghanaians enjoy more than 50% participation in the oil and gas sector. Dr. Adufo announced this in Accra at the 51st Annual General Meeting of the Ghana Employers Association. 44 institutions have been migrated onto the single-spine salary structure by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. This represents a total of 78.37% of public service employees on the structure. The migration of 5 other institutions will also be done by the end of this month. Beleaguered Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has dismissed as lies the speculation that he has fled to Niger. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi said this in a telephone call to Syrian TV, apparently from inside Libya. He has promised his forces will defeat NATO and the National Transitional Council. Literacy Day is being observed the world over today. The annual event seeks to draw global attention to the power of literacy as a tool for personal empowerment and a means to total human development. In Ghana, ministries, departments and agencies are being called on to adopt innovative practices to ensure literacy education. And 91 doctors and nurses in the U.S. have been charged for making fraudulent medical claims in the $295 million. Announcing the charges, the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said the arrests were made in 8 U.S. cities over 3 weeks.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
The news in detail. Government has taken steps to legislate the local content policy in the oil and gas industry. As such, the local content bill before Parliament is at an advanced stage and when passed will enable Ghanaians to enjoy more than 50% participation in aspects of the oil and gas industry. The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Adufo, announced this at the 51st Annual General Meeting of the Ghana Employers Association, GEA, in Accra. The meeting will also see the launch of the GEA business agenda for 2011 to 2014. Yvonne Atilego has filed this report.
Dr. Dufour said the petroleum industry will generate significant jobs if well regulated. To this end, government is focusing on local content as a sure way to retain the benefits of the oil and gas industry. He explained the benefits of the local content bill when passed into law.
The local content bill, in its current form, when legislated, would ensure that all foreign companies operating in the industry in Ghana employ Ghanaians to occupy at least 50% of management positions. The ratio of Ghanaians in the top echelons of foreign oil companies increased to 80% within the first 5 years.
Dr. Dufour said government has established an investment advisory committee to advise the minister on the management of the petroleum funds. He explained that the committee will help ensure prudent management, transparency and accountability in the oil and gas sector.
We are in the process of establishing both the advisory committee and the oversight committee. A team is working on a draft regulation for effective implementation of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act. Establishment of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee to, among other things, monitor and evaluate compliance with the Act by Parliament.
The president of the Ghana Employers Association, Torrence Darko, explained that in government's efforts to manage the proceeds of the oil revenue, the expectations of the population must be managed positively.
GEA believes that in ensuring good management of oil revenue, the expectations of the population must be managed positively. Some basic information sharing is necessary to avoid false expectations and accusations and to manage people's expectations downwards.
Mr. Darko called on government to adopt a national productivity improvement program to enhance productivity in both the formal and informal sectors. The 51st annual general meeting of the GEA also saw the launch of the GEA business agenda for 2011 to 2014. The document will guide GEA's advocacy in the next 3 years.
Yvonne Atilogo filed that report. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has so far migrated 44 institutions onto the single-spine salary structure. This represents a total of 78.37% of public service employees. The latest group of workers who have migrated were the Civil and Local Government Staff Association of Ghana and the Local Government Workers Union, LGWU. According to the Minister of Employment, Social Welfare, E.T. Mensa, the migration of five institutions have reached their final stages and would be migrated by the end of this month. The minister made this known at the 51st annual general meeting of the Ghana Employers Association in Accra.
The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has migrated 44 institutions onto the single-spine salary structure. The latest group of workers to be migrated are the Civil and Local Government Staff Association, COSAC for short, and Local Government Workers Union, with a numerical strength of 43,000, who were migrated on Friday, 19 August 2011. So far, 78.39% of the public service employees have been migrated. The migration of five institutions have reached their final stages and would have their employees migrated by the end of September 2011, except for a few legal problems that need to be settled. The institutions are Electoral Commission, Ghana Labour Board, Forestry Commission, Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, and Ghana Standards Board. The status of the migration of the following labor unions, associations, and institutions to be migrated between September and October 2011 include the health sector groups. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has almost completed the development of an upgraded structure for the health sector. However, the Secretariat is facing challenges with some of the labor unions and associations within the health sector, especially with the Ghana Medical Association, which is raising some concerns with regard to some grades in the health sector. They want the removal of the grades such as the District Director of Health Services from their structure. The Ghana Medical Association is also contesting the computation of the market premium and insisting that over time is not a factor of scarcity. Polytechnic Teachers Association of Ghana Portal represents the interests of polytechnic lecturers. The commission is handling their concerns vis-a-vis that of the ITER. Facilitated the implementation of the outcome of the negotiations, the commission developed the single spine salary structure for 2011 and submitted same to the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning for approval.
Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, Iti Mensa. Meanwhile, the Public Services Workers Union is calling on government to ensure that the payment of the 20% pay rise for all public sector workers include those who are yet to be migrated onto the single spine salary structure. The move is to ensure equity and curb agitation. The Deputy General Secretary of the Union, Richard Ampa, being said this at the Greater Accra Regional Delegates Conference of the Union in Accra. The conference was to elect the Greater Accra Branch Executives of the Union. Yaya Kwamwa has the details.
The Deputy General Secretary of the Public Service Workers Union, Richard Ampabin, said the implementation of the single spine salary structure has delayed because of institutional bottlenecks. He cited the elimination of ghost names, placement of individual workers at the right level as some of the challenges. Mr. Ampabin asked workers not to use violence in their settlement of labor issues, but channel their grievances through the appropriate institutions. According to him, information gathered so far indicates that all public sector workers will soon be hooked onto the single spine salary structure.
The 20% base pay that has been agreed should be extended to this group of people so that there will be equity and also to curb any agitation. Given the constraints of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, I would say I'm satisfied because, you see, single spine implementation, there's an added advantage which was not coming up properly, and it has to do with elimination of those names. The whole process is delaying because you needed to do mapping such that if there are other names which ought not to be on the structure, you eliminate those names. So this time, Controller and Accountant General is not mechanizing people automatically. They are doing so based on the mapping that will be given to them. And that is a way of eliminating those names.
The conference elected a 5-member executive to steer the affairs of the union for the next 4 years. The executive has Esther Ajiman as chairperson. Madam Ajiman, in a speech on behalf of her colleagues, called on members to give the executives the necessary support to move the association to higher pedestal, which she noted will inject dynamism into the union.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa. Parliament will soon stop approving the budgetary allocations of ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, who fail to implement fully the recommendations of the Auditor General's report. The Vice Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, Kweku Ajiman-Menu, said this at a 3-day workshop for officers and heads of institutions of the Ghana Education Service, ADWA. Ms. Ajiman-Menu, who is also the MP for Domar West, said Parliament has recommended to the Speaker to set up a financial tribunal to supervise the implementation of such recommendations by the MDAs. He said the PAC was not set up by Parliament only to invoke sanctions on institutions or persons who breach the public financial administration regulations, but also to ensure that public funds are utilized properly for the benefit of society. Ajiman Menu therefore urged accountants to play a consultative advisory role to the heads of second cycle institutions in the administration of school funds. He also urged the heads of such institutions to listen to the advice of their accountants because they're the professionals in the management of funds. He suggested to school heads to keep their own records of all financial transactions and demand from their accountants and storekeepers monthly account statements and stores reports. This, he said, will enable them to detect early any foul play before it gets out of hand. Mr. Ajiman Menu advised school heads to strengthen their internal audit units because they could help them to avoid an invitation by the PAC. The Upper West Regional Director of Education, Idrisu Mahama, said the purpose for organizing the workshop was to introduce the officers to more appropriate measures for the effective management of their offices and the institutions. He said it will also give school heads and schedule officers the opportunity to interact and understand each other, discover their shortcomings, and work as a team to remove any fears whenever they're invited to appear before the PAC. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Steps to legalize local content policy in the oil and gas industry far advanced. 78% of public institutions migrated onto the single spine salary structure. Today is World Literacy Day. Rescue efforts continue to retrieve bodies from Volta Lake after boat accident. Beleaguered Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi dismisses speculations that he's fled the country. 91 doctors and nurses charged for making fraudulent Medicare claims in the U.S. And football. South Africa defeats Ghana's under 23 national team Black Meteors 1-0. Stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. Today is International Literacy Day, the day which is observed every year, seeks to draw global attention to the power of literacy as a tool for personal empowerment and a means to total human development. This year's celebration focused on the need to adopt the REFLECT model for adult education. REFLECT is an acronym for Freirean Literacy Through Empowering Community Techniques. It enables beneficiaries to identify and plan literacy lessons without using primers and other predetermined reading materials, which have to be produced every year at huge cost. In a statement signed by the National Coordinator for Pamoja Ghana REFLECT Practitioners Network, Millicent Akoto called on ministries, departments and agencies to adopt innovative practices like the REFLECT model to ensure literacy education. The statement reiterated the position of UNESCO, which sees literacy as a human right issue. It expressed worry at the current UNESCO statistics, which indicate that 1 in 5 adults is still not literate, and about 2/3 of them are women, of which 67.4 million are out of school. The statement said education, though essential, is very expensive, therefore requires innovative practices to ensure that quality education is provided for all. The West African Mills Company Limited, WAMCO, a cocoa processing company in Takoradi, has received internationally recognized ISO 9001:2008 Quality Management System Certification Award. This will serve as a leverage to enhance WAMCO's operation in marketing its products. Presenting the award in Takoradi, the Operations and Marketing Manager in charge of Agricultural Service of SGS Ghana, David Echepong, so the philosophy of quality management systems is a major driving force which is reshaping industry. Therefore, companies that are ISO certified have a competitive edge in the global market as they become cost effective and more efficient in satisfying their customers. Mr. Japon said SGS is proud of the achievement of WAMCO and to be part of the strategic drive towards building the capacity for corporate success. For his part, the managing director of WAMCO, Bernard Dijsterveld, commended the management workforce and the company's consultants for their role in the company's achievement. The Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana has elected a retired pharmacist and director of the Pharmaceutical Services of the Ministry of Health and Ghana Health Service, James Ohimenchi, as his new president. He pulled 383 votes to beat its closest contender, Charles Donto, who secured 135 votes. This was at an election supervised by the Electoral Commission on the Society's 76th anniversary conference held in Accra. Dr. Kwame Ohimboabing was elected as a representative on the Pharmacy Council Board, whilst Francis Minusapong went unopposed as the Vice President of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana. They will all serve a 2-year term in office. Deputy Minister for Food and Agriculture in charge of fisheries, Ni Amasana Mwali, says fishermen should desist from using monofilament nets. This is because the net is not biodegradable, hence hampers the sustainability of the sea. Ninamwale made this known as he toured a number of landing sites in the Gasauth Municipal Assembly. Najabli Ago was on the tour and has father's report.
The Fisheries Act 625 of 2002 requires the sector minister to prescribe the types and sizes of gear or devices that may be used for fishing. The law also states the types of nets that must not be used. Nia Masana Mwale said the only approved legal net to be used is the multifilament net. According to him, government has placed orders for this kind of net, which is yet to arrive. This, he noted, is to ensure job security for the fishermen, since most of them derive their livelihood from fishing. He said the multifilament net is biodegradable, convenient and safe to use. Nina Molly pointed out that though government has not given a deadline for fishermen to stop using the current rubber net, they should start purchasing the multifilament net. He said a task force has been set to arrest recalcitrant fishermen who do not abide by the regulations. The deputy minister urged the fishermen to report any vessel that engages in pet trawling activities to the authorities. The Gasaut Municipal Chief Executive, Sharif Nidodu, cautioned individuals involved in sand winning and terrazzo collection from the sea coast to desist from the act. He said whoever is caught will be dealt with drastically.
Now, Jabli Agu's report. Rescue efforts are still ongoing at Krachi in the Volt region to find the victims of the boat disaster. 93 people were on the boat, but 35 were reportedly missing. As at yesterday, speaking to Radio Ghana, the Krachi West District NANMU coordinator, Romeo Amuda, attributed the cause of the accident to overloading. He said NANMU would do its best to find the others, whether dead or alive. Meanwhile, latest reports this morning put the rescued figure at 55.
It was overloading. Now the boat was coming from Abutasi Market.
Going to where?
Going to the three different islands.
What is the capacity of the boat?
Okay, the boat is very big, and I cannot give you the capacity because I wasn't there. But this is information gathered from Abutasi, from my colleague, coordinator.
On the average, how many people is a boat on the lake supposed to carry?
For technical men, maybe the Navy could tell best. But, you know, normally they overload it because this boat is carrying about 93 passengers.
And how many survived the accident?
35. Were drowned. But it was unconfirmed story. Apparently, the Fishermen Association and the Canoe Association and the Navy are on board to rescue those the victims and remove the dead bodies for identification.
And what's the state of those who have survived? Are they well?
Well, as they said, they are well.
Well, but we know that we've been having such kinds of disasters. Is NADMO a bit proactive in educating the boat operators to ensure that safety measures are always in place to avoid such occurrences?
We educate them daily. Every time we call them, educate them on the reason why they should take the limit passengers. They shouldn't take overloading because this time when the water is over flooding, you cannot see the farms in the water. So normally when the boat is overloaded and it passed through on the farm, it capsized.
Krachi West NADMO District Coordinator Romeo Amuda talking to Abraham Asari. Meanwhile, the Ghana Maritime Authority says human factors are behind the accident. He mentioned overloading, the use of softwood for the boat, among others. Speaking to Radio Ghana, its Chief Executive Officer Peter Zuma said the Navy and other government agencies have been stationed to regulate the activities of the boat operators. He said anyone who flouts the law will be dealt with accordingly. Three people, including a retired banker, died on the spot in a motor accident at Nyameyede village near Mamfe in the Kriapum North District of the Eastern Region. Seven others who sustained serious injuries are on admission at the Tete Kwashi Memorial Hospital at Mampong Kriapum. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Eastern Regional Commander of MTTU, Superintendent James Safo Tetra, said the Mercedes-Benz cargo car with registration number AS3228T, which was descending the Mansi Hill to Kofodria, lost control and veered into the lane of an oncoming Kia minibus with registration number GN86109 and a Nissan vehicle with registration number ER844W, which were traveling in the opposite direction. Libya's beleaguered leader Muammar Gaddafi has dismissed as lies and psychological warfare the speculation that he's fled to Niger. The comments made in a telephone call to Syrian television apparently came from inside Libya. Colonel Gaddafi also promised his forces would defeat NATO and the National Transitional Council. Earlier, Niger said it was considering how to deal with him if he decided to enter the country to seek refuge. The country's foreign minister says it will decide later whether to accept Colonel Gaddafi or hand him over to the International Criminal Court. 91 people, including doctors and nurses, have been charged with making fraudulent U.S. Medicare claims totaling $295 million. Some of the 91 are said to have billed the U.S. government for health services to people who had already died. Announcing the charges, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said the arrests were made in 8 U.S. cities over 3 weeks. Football. Ghana made an unimpressive performance at the All Africa Games campaign with a disappointing defeat of 1-0 by South Africa. A second half strike was enough to see the Amagroglu book their second successive victory, which now qualifies them to the semis. The defeat of the Black Meteors means they will have to win their final group game against tournament host Mozambique to qualify as group runners-up this weekend. Editorials come after this.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Toto.
Jennifer Adulabi comes in with the editorials.
The Daily Graphic describes as unacceptable the Water Lake boat disaster in which more than 70 people are feared dead. Although there have been several boat accidents on the lake, the paper believes last Tuesday's accident might be the worst in the history of the country. While efforts are being made to search for more bodies, the paper calls for a thorough investigation into the accident so that all those who shirked their duties will be made to face the law. It says if drastic actions are not taken this time round, there is no way safety on the Volta Lake can be maintained to avert calamities of such magnitude. The Graphic extends its condolences to the bereaved families and hopes that the right measures are put in place to prevent future occurrences. The Ghanaian Times lauds efforts by the Chief Justice, Justice Georgina Wood, to clean the judiciary of corrupt members who are bent on tarnishing the image of the noble institution. This follows the dismissal of its two magistrates after a fact-finding committee constituted by her lordship found them guilty for taking bribes in two separate cases. The paper urges the Chief Justice to take the bull by the horn and bring on board all personalities in the service to rid of bad nuts. And that ends editorials of the National Dailies, presented by Jennifer Adolabi.
Now to end the news, the main points again. Government says it has taken steps to legislate the local content policy in the oil and gas industry. The bill, which is at an advanced stage when passed, will enable Ghanaians to enjoy more than 50% participation in the oil and gas sector. 44 institutions have been migrated onto the single spine salary structure by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. This represents a total of 78.37% of public service employees. Beleaguered Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has dismissed as lies and speculations that he has fled to Niger. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, who said this in a telephone call to Syrian television, promised that his forces would defeat NATO and the National Transitional Council. 91 doctors and nurses in the U.S. have been charged for making fraudulent medical claims totaling $295 million. And football. The national under-23 soccer team, the Black Meteors, yesterday lost 1-0 to their South African counterparts in the ongoing All-Africa Games in Maputo, Mozambique. The disappointing results mean the Meteors will have to win their final group games against tournament host Mozambique to qualify as group runners-up. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.